podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 227. I am in my office. I'm usually in my studio when I do my podcast, but I got a friggin' busy day, if I'm being honest. And I really don't have time to get all my crap together, go to the studio, set up, film, transfer audio stuff, come home, send stuff. So I'm just gonna record it here, and you're gonna have to live with it. Okay, that's gonna have to be your. If you got any objections, then you know what? Leave a comment, okay? Because that's actually good for the algorithm and stuff, if there's more people commenting. So, you know, do what you want. Do what you want. But yeah, man, what's been going on? I just uploaded a main channel video a couple days ago. It was doing pretty well. It's doing pretty good, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was about grooms ruining weddings, and I was worried. I was nervous. It was like I was worried it wasn't gonna do well because it was like such. It was like the most commentary video I've done like in a while. I feel like the one being like, I don't know. I feel like every time I try to do a commentary video, I'm like I have to like change it. I can't be like too basic with it, you know. But no, it was good. So go watch it if you haven't. Yeah, also this also happened, but not the shorties. Oh my God. The Streamy Awards, not the shorties. Triggering. The Streamy Awards happened the other day, and shout out to MatPat for hosting that, because he was like the highlight of that. It's so hard to make like to do like a traditional style award show for internet influencers, because like God, it's like can we all just be fucking normal for a night, you know? Can we all just fucking sit down and be like, all right, here's the awards. Awesome. Good job. Next award. Like, let's just do that. Like, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? Do you think the fucking Oscars are doing like a fucking Among Us bit? I don't think so. Right? And it's weird because it's like all these, it's just so weird because they have so many awards they have to give out to people. There's just so many categories where they have these things where they just like bunch them all together. Then commentary is in that one. It's not, I guess, commentary. It's just not important enough to be given an entire, like 2-3 minute presentation. So they loop it together with like best editor or like, which is also like, yo, make that a main thing. Also like editing, like 90% of what videos are is editing. I won't say 90, but like 70% probably. So it's like, give that a whole thing, right? So they don't have time to get to all these awards. But at the same time, they're doing like Mr. Beast bits and like stay in the red circle and you get a special award, or like fucking the Among Us thing that Jarvis and Ted had to do. And it's like, yo, if you didn't do these fucking bits, you'd have time to get to all the awards. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It was weird, but the commentary thing, I fucking lost. Okay? I lost. Yeah, dude, I fucking lost. Yeah, dude, it was devastating. It's really devastating. I mean, I didn't think I was going to win. I assumed it was going to go to, like, Chad or something, or, like, maybe, like, D'Angelo, right? Because, like, I don't know. Like, Danny won last year. And you know, I thought it's like, yo, this is a bad look if you give it to, like, two white dudes in a row. You know what I mean? But then they did it. They did it anyway. They gave it to Charlie. But, you know, I love his videos. Shout out Charlie. He's great. Yo, man, sucks to suck. Maybe I'll win next year. Maybe I won't. But it's all good. Because you know why? You can see it behind me. I already got an award this year. Yeah. I already got an award. I got the friggin' variety one, so I'm good, okay? As long as I get one award per year, it's fine. Okay? That's all I need. Is that too much to ask? Is that, oh, am I such a fucking bad guy because I want an award? I guess I want a nice award every single year of my life until I die? Come on. Even in the nursing home, I want stinkiest fart award or something, you know? Most wrinkled nutsack goes to Kurt. Fifth year in a row. And I go, yeah, fuck you guys. Dude, it'd be so funny. I didn't go to the streamies. Maybe that's why I didn't win. But if I were to go, I would want to do, and a lot of things would have had to happen. I would have, so I go to the streamies, right? And then two, I win, right? And also, in this fantasy of mine, this also includes them having an entire presentation thing for commentary, okay? And then when they announce my name, because I win, because I friggin' win the award, I go up and this is my speech. This is the speech that I do. Word for word, this is the speech that I do.
First off, I want to dedicate this award to the DOF Brubra as the best family on YouTube. Second off, this year I became one of the most hated YouTubers on the platform. That's maybe because I let Rice Gum punch me in the face, or maybe because I came out and said 99% of the pranks on YouTube are fake. But I want to say this. For a long time, I looked at myself in the mirror and I based myself based on what I read on the comments. I felt worthless. I felt ugly. I felt gay. I felt that that just based on what they told me.
Dude. That is the best fucking awards acceptance speech ever. I felt worthless. I felt gay. That would have been so funny, dude, if I won the award and I went up and did that exact thing word for word. I would have won another award for most jokes award acceptance speech, you know? But that's just not the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But, yeah, dude. Okay, should we get into some... That's all that's really been going on with my shit. Oh, we got a release date for the special. I can't tell you yet, but we got it, I think. Maybe, but it's coming soon, okay? Yeah, soon. All I can say is it's probably before Halloween. I'll say that. That's all I'll say. Okay? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Dude, I need so many more sound effects. I need like a crowd gasp sound. Why do I not have that? Can I add that really quick? Yeah, this setup is streamlined. Compared to the fucking podcast studio. It's a mess. Does it work? That was sick. Okay. Here we go. That was so fast. All right. So, yeah, special's probably going to come out before Halloween. That's it. Or, I don't know. That's what I'm saying right now, but maybe it'll be later. Who knows? But yeah, dude, let's move on to some news, some current events. Some current events. Yo, it'd be funny if they did like a news show about the ocean and then they called it current events because currents in the ocean. Yo, okay, also I'm trying to figure out what before we get into this fucking shit. I'm trying to figure out what would be more beneficial because we have some topics, okay? But the main topic that we're doing this week, either on the main episode or the bonus episode, is I want to do a tier list. I already made it. It's a tier list of every single movie I've ever reviewed on my main channel. And we're going to go into it. We're going to go into detail in each one and do the definitive list. So I'm wondering if I should do that, because I feel like that's just good content for the main episode. And then we can talk about the other stuff on the bonus. Because I do have a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. I got to talk about this Logan Paul, Dylan Danis shit. I got this new TikTok guy that we want to talk about. God, this is so difficult. Because I feel bad if I, like, put it behind a paywall, because it's good content, man. You know? But then again, cha-ching, you know? But then again, cha-ching. Nah, you know what? Let's not do that. I'm going to do it on this one, okay? How about this is good. The title of this episode will be, like, Bad Movie Tier List. And you know what? And just because I'm putting this on the main episode, I'm not doing it on the bonus one. So as a thank you, go check out the Patreon. Become a patron. Patreon.com/verilyreallygood. We're at 50 bonus episodes now, dude. We hit the 5-0 mark last 2 weeks ago, so That's tons of content, man. And it's more chill over there. It's like a nice little relaxing time. It's, you know, we don't have to worry about algorithms or thumbnails. It's real goofy over there. So, okay, fuck it. We'll do it live. Okay. This episode of Very Really Good is sponsored by ZocDoc. Folks, let me know if any of this sounds like you. You obsessively follow that health expert on TikTok.
One piece of advice, don't read anything. If you don't read it, it can't harm you.
You take all the latest supplements that your granola friend recommends, even the ones that don't taste so good going down. You embrace the latest diet craze that your friend swears by. You follow your coworker's 9-step skincare routine and your other coworker's 8-step hair care routine. You know, you listen to all these health-obsessed folks. But when was the last time you went to an actual good doctor? Like an in-real-life doctor with medical experience, like a stethoscope, you know, a doctor? If you have to think about it, it's time to head to ZocDoc. There are thousands of top-rated doctors on ZocDoc. They're all listed with verified patient reviews, so you can find and book a doctor who not only has years of medical experience and a degree, but you can find one who also gets you. ZocDoc is a free app that lets you find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. And these doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. So if this sounds good to you, go to ZocDoc.com/very really good and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. And once again, that's ZocDoc.com/very really good. ZocDoc.com/very really good. That's it. Okay, thank you so much, ZocDoc. Back to the episode. So I made this, hey, tier maker. Let's get more ads on here. Let's get more ads on your website. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bang, bang, bang. 5. No, 5 ads. Jesus Christ. Okay, so I made this about an hour ago. Curtis Connor, Bad Movie Reviews, tier list maker. Yeah. So, over the years, I think the first movie review I did was in like 2018? I think it was the winter of 2018. Yeah. So that's fucking 4 years of this shit. So we've seen a lot of stinkers over the years, but there's also been some where, like, I'm looking back at them, I'm like, these weren't that bad. You know, maybe I was a little too harsh, you know? So we're going to go through it. We're going to go through all of them. And these are just the movies that I've reviewed or made videos about on my main channel, okay? So we have the tiers. I didn't just do letters. I did, at the top, we have bad but fun. So, like, these are movies where, like, yeah, they're shit. They're, like, not good movies. But, like, you know, they're still enjoyable to watch, right? And then we got just bad. Like, these are bad movies. You know, these are just like, oh, God. What the heck? You know? And then one more tier down, we got very bad. These are like, holy shit, these are very bad. And then one under that, you're not going to believe what this one's called. It's called very, very bad. These ones that are like, yikes, dude. Okay? And then on the bottom one, the worst you can do is unforgivable. Okay? So, this isn't like no particular order, so let's just start off with Baby Geniuses and the Space Baby. So, I was wondering if I should do each, like, Baby Geniuses 3 through 5 as one, because that was one video, but I reviewed them all separately. So, Baby Geniuses and the Space Baby. If you missed this one, this was about the Baby Geniuses who are now, like, a group of spies, and they are trying to track down a baby that, or, like, track down shit, and it turns out that a baby from space keeps stealing stuff from Earth to fix his UFO. Yeah, and this one fucking sucked. I hated it. I hated all of these ones, actually. But, yeah, just nothing really funny. Nothing, like, I didn't have fun watching it. I was bored. And the babies were fucking annoying. So I'm going to throw this guy in very, very bad. Okay, next up we have Bratz Fashion Pixies. This one, Bratz Fashion Pixies, was the one in the first Barbie versus Bratz video. And this was the one where, like, they were, I fucking forget the plot of this one. This was like, there was like fairies or something. Yeah, and they were like turning everyone evil or some shit. So, like, evil fairies, and they had to, like, stop them. Yeah, dude, Fashion Pixies wasn't that bad, really. Like, it had some funny parts to it. Yeah, none of the Bratz movies were that bad. And I think that one won, right? That one, yeah. So okay, Bratz Fashion Pixies, my final verdict, is bad but fun, okay? okay, so next up, should we do another Bratz one? Okay, sure. Bratz, back-to-back Bratz. Back-to-back Bratz, back-to-back Bratz, back-to-back Bratz. Okay. Back-to-back Bratz. Catch the back draft. Z- Okay. Couldn't think of anything else. Okay. Okay, Bratz Rock Angels. Yeah, this one was not as good as Fashion Pixies. Bratz Rock Angels was them, like, they wanted to, like, write in a magazine or some shit, and then the last, like, 10 minutes, they were like, okay, we're rock stars now, which was weird. I'm trying to think of, like, any funny shit from that. That was, like, the two... Yeah, I think that one was just bad. I wouldn't go very bad, but I think I'll put that one just below the Fashion Pixies, okay? Because I didn't really have fun while I was watching it. I was like, this is silly. This is kind of bored, you know? This is kind of bored. Is that what I said? This movie's bored. We should give it an iPad or something. All right, next up is the most recent movie slash show. I don't even know what it was. It was like a movie chopped up into like 60 different pieces. So together, when you put them together, made a movie. And that was Fated to My Forbidden Alpha. And yeah, this one sucked balls, man. Like the acting was shit. The story was dog shit. The CGI was literally dog shit because it was a bunch of weird looking dogs. And yeah, the fact that they made you pay money in between each fucking episode, criminal. That's fucking criminal behavior, dude. So you know what? This might be the first Unforgivable. That is the first Unforgivable addition to the tier list. Looking pretty even so far. I love a good even tier list, you know? Even tier. There's not too many in one row. I swear that it's not. Okay. Next up, we got Goat Story 2, or known as Goat Story with Cheese. Because that was the only difference. It was the same movie, but there was just sort of more cheese everywhere. Melted cheese on top. And I'm sure I made that joke in the video. I don't know. It was years ago. But you know what? Goat Story 2 was actually a lot better than Goat Story. Goat Story 2 had a lot more. If you guys have never seen, I hope the people watching this are like diehard main channel fans. Because if not, you're not gonna know fucking anything, dude. But it would be crazy if there was someone who only watched the podcast and not my main channel videos. Please comment that. If there's anybody who only listens or watches the podcast and not the main channel, please let me know. Because that would be crazy. But yeah, Ghost Story 2, Ghost Story with Cheese. It was weird. The animation was a little weird, but the story was actually pretty good. Like it was, like Goat was a lot more likable in it. Katie and Jemmy were like barely in it at all, which is actually like kind of good because they're fucking weird. So you know what? I'm going to put it bad but fun. I had fun when I was watching it, and it's actually not a B film. B movie. It's not B, but it's like, it's probably like a B movie, but it's not B, you know, like not bad, not it's, but it's B, not B, but it's a B movie. All right. Looking a little less even now. I didn't think there was going to be that. Okay. We're not done yet. Okay. Next up is Barbie, Princess and the Pauper. Okay. So this one, is actually fucking kind of good. You know, it pains me to say it, but I don't even know if this would fit because Princess and the Pauper is actually like kind of good. Yeah, the songs were good. The story was pretty crazy. Is this the one? No, that's not the one with the horny This is the one with like the horny like rabbit, right? You know what? I'll do bad but fun. All right, Princess and the Pauper was pretty good. I'll go on record and say that Princess and the Pauper was good. But that just goes to bad but fun. Okay, next up we got the fucking anti-masker magnum opus, the fucking anti-mask, anti-vax Christian film. 2025. Is that the full name? Okay. The full name of the movie is 2025, The World Enslaved by a Virus. This one was crazy. I feel like I was so baffled when I saw it. I was like, how? I gotta be like, I mean, I think I was the first person to make a video about this because I was like rushing. I was like, this is fucking gold. Someone's going to do this before me. I have to fucking bang this out. I might be wrong there, but because usually when I'm like, okay, has someone made a video about this before? I'm like too scared to search it. So I just won't. And I'll just upload it anyway because I don't want to know. Okay. That's none of my business. So yeah. Dude, this was so bad. That movie was so bad, dude. The acting, terrible. Story, nonsensical. It made zero sense. The ending was fucking god-awful. It gets, like, executed in the woods out of nowhere. The whole thing is just, like, people talking to each other. Nothing actually fucking happens. And the main actor slash director, writer of this movie married, like, a fucking minor. So, unforgivable. That's unforgivable, brother. Sorry. That's unforgivable, bro. You know? Bad plot. Bad acting. Married a kid. You know? So, yeah, that's going unforgivable. That was a bad movie that was shitty as hell. Okay, next up. Next up, this is a deep cut. This was a very deep cut. This was one of the first collabs I ever did, and it was with pretty much it. You know, but, you know, we're Team Shun over here, dude. So, dude, I still think about the fucking boob oo joke that Shun made in that. Fucking so funny. So I think, yeah, Roxy was about, it was like a retelling of like a Shakespeare thing, right? It's like a, oh no, it's a retelling of Edmund Rostand's classic play Cyrano de Bergerac, and it was a Bergerac. I don't fucking know, but it was a guy with a huge nose. It was weird. He was like the most quintessential like high school geek, but like a confident geek. So he's like, so when someone was bullying him, he'd be like, "Let me tell you this. You're dumb." And it's like, everyone's like, oh my God, he's kind of nerdy, but he's smart. So I think this might be it wasn't very, very bad. It wasn't god awful. I think it might, I'm going to put it as the very first, very bad. Hashtag Roxy was very bad. Yeah. The only thing that was keeping me from putting it to, very, very bad was the ending scene. She fucking, the love interest like kisses his big nose, and the whole movie you're like, you have to do it, right? They're gonna kiss the nose, and they did. It was awesome. And that's actually not the only movie about a person with a big nose in this list, which is crazy. Okay, so next up we got another Baby Geniuses entry. This is Baby Geniuses 2, Super Babies. So this was the one that was still released as a film, as 3, 4, and 5 were released in the TV show and then cut up into movies. But Super Babies 2, okay, no, sorry. Baby Geniuses 2, Super Babies, was weird. It had zero, it had none of the charm from the original Baby Geniuses. It was just fucking weird. It made the babies, it gave them superpowers. I just fucking didn't like it. It was creepy. I think Whoopi Goldberg was in it, so that's kind of cool, I guess. But I think I'm going to do, I don't think it's Unforgivable, because I think both of these movies have like the Fate of My Forbidden Alpha, that was like, you know, the business practices behind it were unforgivable. The 2025 one, the director's, you know, predatory shit is like unforgivable. So I'm going to go very, very bad for the Baby Geniuses. It'll join the other Baby Geniuses one because those movies were a dog shit. Okay, now we got our first Christmas one of the list. And this is Homeless for the Holidays. This one was crazy. The acting in this, in Homeless for the Holidays, if you don't know, this was about this, you know, this guy, this dad, he's like, I don't care about fucking homeless people. They're fucking stupid. I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of what he said. And then he's like, I'm a big time business guy. I'm a business dad. And then he loses his job, and then he's like, wait, no, we're homeless? What the hell? So he has to get, like, a bunch of odd jobs and stuff. And the movie ends by, like, them sort of, like, glamorizing homelessness, because he ends up, like, living in some sort of, like, tent camp where everyone's, like, playing volleyball and shit and, like, toasting weenies. Which is so fucking far from what actual, like, poverty is. And you know what? You, to make a whole, like, thing being like, you know, being homeless, it's kind of just like vacation. And if you believe in God, you can get a house. That was, like, what the movie was saying. And then, like, I had, like, Santa saying that he was God or some shit. It was so, I'm going to do Unforgivable for Homeless for the Holidays, because that was just in poor taste. Okay, next up, we've got Pinocchio, A True Story. This, as soon as I saw the trailer for this movie, I knew I was going to make a video about it. I had to. But, yeah, because we covered the trailer on this podcast and then the movie on the main channel. But, I mean, I had a lot of fun writing this video and filming it and, you know, writing the diss track and filming that and everything. It was very, I had a lot of fun making the video. I'm trying to remember how I felt when I was watching the movie. It was not, it was just super predictable. You know, Pauly Shore's voice acting was crazy. The story was also kind of bad as well. So that's gonna join Bratz Rock Angels in the bad section. I would do very bad, but there were some parts that were like that actually made me laugh. Like when the cat fucking shot him. That was fucking crazy. Okay, we got another fucking Baby Geniuses one. Which one is this? This is Baby Geniuses and the Treasures of Egypt. So, yeah, this one might be very, very bad as well. Because that one, is this the one where he did, like, blackface? I think this is the one he did blackface in, which, you know, it's pretty unforgivable. So that's going to go unforgivable, I think. Yeah, because that one was fucking crazy. So, okay, next up, this one is Fateful Findings. God, love this movie so much. I love Neil Breen. I just saw his new movie, Cade, A Tortured Crossing. Saw it in theaters. I saw it in a theater. Sorry, I shouldn't say theaters. I saw it in a theater in Hamilton, Ontario. And it was fucking super entertaining. And so was Fateful Findings. There's so many good fucking bits in that movie. The one where they're just like yelling buzzwords at each other as like an argument. Programmable matter. Data. Dude, it's so good. The fucking spinach. All the laptops. He fucking smashes so many laptops in that movie, dude. So you know what? Fateful Findings, that's going bad but fun, okay? It's bad, but it's a good time. Fateful Findings, great fucking movie. Okay, next up is the very first movie that I ever talked about on my channel, the first movie review that I did, and it was Christian Mingle, the movie. And this featured the actor who played Gretchen Wieners, because she is in every single fucking Hallmark movie of all time, and it features her. You know, she can't find any people. She can't find fucking anybody to date, and then so she uses Christian Mingle, and it's pretty much like an hour and a half, like, brand deal for Christian Mingle. It's an ad for Christian Mingle. The story's fucking weird. There's a really uncomfortable scene that I remember with, like, this. Like, he's eating fish. He's eating sushi for the first time. And it's just, like, really long and gross. And it's just so weird to do a whole movie as, like, an ad. You know? So that's going to go unforgivable as well. Christian Mingle is unforgivable. Okay, next up is the final one in the Baby Geniuses TV show turned movie. This was Baby Geniuses and the Crown Jewels or whatever, Mystery of the Crown Jewels. Yeah, and this one fucking sucked. It was boring as shit, and I hated it. So that's going to go very, very bad. As just join the others, okay? And dude, next up, we got...
Oh, God.
Goblin. Dude. This is a fucking sleeper. Goblin is so fucking great. Yeah, dude. Goblins are very funny, just as a concept. And the movie is fucking insane. We did an interview on the podcast with the guy who played the son, or the older son in this movie, when he's like, you know, do I have that sound? You know, when he's like, do I not have that? I think I do, right?
I've got to eat.
Yep. There it is. Sorry about that. Can you stop focusing on the friggin' Raichu? I'm here, dude. Okay. And yeah, dude, the ending... Craziest ending to any movie, I think, is that like it implies that the girl, spoiler alert for Goblin, but the ending, it features Goblin like eating her like abusive husband, and there's like an epilogue, like a post credit scene of like the mom going out to the shed and the Goblin is like living out there now. Yeah, and like she's like feeding him and stuff, and she's like rubbing her belly. So it's like it's heavily implied that the Goblin like knocked up the mom, which is fucking so crazy, dude. And you know what? Why am I forgetting the character's name and the guy's fuck. After that interview, it really painted a picture of, like, people weren't taking it that seriously when they were filming it. So, you know what? Goblin, that's bad but fun, okay? Okay, next up is another religious one. It's The Reconciler. Pretty recent video. Good and evil, okay, look at me. And that was the Christian knockoff of Saw, which was pretty crazy. Yeah, dude, this one was fucking terrible. The acting was really bad. I'm debating. I don't know. Because to me, Unforgivable is like, you know, it's like objectively, like morally fucked up things to do. Like the charging every minute, the predatory stuff, glamorizing homelessness, blackface, like an hour and a half movie ad. And then The Reconciler, it's like, what's their crime? They saw Saw, but they're like, let's just do that, but like with like God and shit. So I don't think it's Unforgivable, but fuck, it was bad. It was a bad movie, man. So I think it's going to join the Baby Geniuses ones as very, very bad. Okay. The best part of that was the only positive review of the movie on IMDb was the fucking writer and the star, one of the stars of the film. That was really funny. And the twist was crazy too. So very, very bad there. Okay, next up, we got another Christmas one. This was Holiday in Handcuffs with fucking Sabrina and not the editor of my podcast, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Mario Lopez. She handcuffs him and takes him home to her family. It's like Stockholm Syndrome, the movie. That's what I titled the video. So, and this one, the premise was crazy, but the things they did in the movie, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was like, if I watched it, yes, the concept was weird and everything, but it was like, they had some nice little beats within the story that were like, you know, it's hard to believe, but like, once you get past it, it's like, okay, this is kind of nice. I don't know. We'll go very bad. How about that? Yeah, that one's very bad. Okay, next up we got Tony Hawk, Boom Boom Sabotage. This is another recent video. And you know what? I'll do bad but fun on that one. You know what? It was a good time. You know, they really went for it. A lot of good motion capture on the skateboarding. So that was fun. Okay. And, you know, we're pro Tonio here, okay? We don't speak ill of our Lord and Savior, Tony Hawk. Okay, next up, we got the original, the OG Baby Geniuses. The OG BG. You know what, dude? I loved this movie as a child, okay? I loved this movie when I was a kid. I used to watch it all the time because it was like, it was kind of fun, you know? It was like sort of tongue-in-cheek, right? So, and it like oddly kind of holds up. So you know what? I'll just put that at bad. Just a bad movie now, but you know. If you're a kid, you're going to love it. Okay. This next one is Dancing Ninja. I totally forget what this movie's about. I do remember him like getting there's like a weird sex subplot thing where like every time he sees like a woman, he like can't fight or some shit. And I remember his like sensei was like, every ninja needs a girlfriend. But I mean, it's Ryan from High School Musical and it's David Hasselhoff. I'm toying, you know what? I'll go bad. That was a bad movie. That was weird. From what I can remember, it was bad. Okay. Next up, we got Goat Story. Oh, Roxy's on here twice. Fuck. Oops. Okay. We'll leave that one out. Next up, we got Goat Story. And this is just objectively about the movie because I feel like Goat Story, the video that I did about it, did a lot for like my... my channel, and like the lore of the channel. I think it's an iconic movie. Okay, so God, it's just such a fucking crazy movie. And it's like fun sometimes because it's so insane. But some parts it's just like, yo. Okay, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to put it in very bad. All right? Because I'm trying not to I'm trying not to think about it from like a memeing standpoint or like a, you know. It's just like, it's not completely unforgivable. But I'll do very bad because there's some crazy, there's some questionable shit in there for a kid's movie. Okay, Barbie as Rapunzel. That was the one with the horny weasel. And the balls sound effect came from that. Okay, it wasn't. Kelly was really creepy in that one, though. So I'm going to go. That's just bad. I'm going to go bad. Okay, I'll do bad there. Okay, we got three more movies, and then we're done. I didn't think this would take up the whole fucking podcast, but here we are. I hope this is entertaining. Fuck. Okay, so we got Too Cool for Christmas / I think A Very Cool Christmas was the other one. If you guys missed this video, this was they had to release two versions of this movie because one featured a gay couple, and they like weren't. Audiences weren't ready for that, I guess, so they made one with a straight couple, which is fucking crazy. So that alone kind of makes me think it's going to go like unforgivable mode. Because it's like, just keep the gays in the movie, man. It's crazy to do like, no, you could just watch the straight version if that pisses you off. It's like, fuck off. But then again, they had, you know, they went for it to have gay people in the movie at a time where that wasn't common, I guess. And yeah, I don't remember it being very good either. I don't even remember the fucking plot. So I'm going to do, that'll go very, very bad. Okay, this next one, we've got the kid with X-ray eyes. This is the one where the kid gets goggles, the X-ray vision, and then he uses it to look at a bunch of boobs. Yeah, this one was pretty shitty. I mean, just for the boob stuff alone, it was just kind of like boring. I watched it on a plane and put me right to sleep. So, which is good for a plane ride. I got to do a separate tier list of if these are good to watch on a plane or not. But, yeah, we'll go very bad on this one. Okay. And the final movie we got is another Neil Breen, and this is Twisted Pair. This one is about two identical twins. I think they're both robots with superpowers, but one is like evil. And there's some fucking great stuff in this one too. Again, Neil Breen is such a there's nobody like him. And the stuff that he makes, nobody else would make or have, and like you would never even perceive to make it. So that's going to go bad, but fun. And that's it. That is the definitive list. You know, maybe I'll put this in the, Sabrina, I'll send you this link and then you can put it in the description. People can make their own lists and then you can tweet it at me. Because I want to see what you guys think. But here is my list, if you guys are just listening to the audio. Bad but fun. We've got Bratz, Fashion Pixies, Goat Story with Cheese, Barbie, Princess and the Pauper, Fateful Findings, Tony Hawk and Boom Boom Sabotage, Goblin, and Twisted Pair. And then for bad, we have Bratz Rock Angels, Pinocchio True Story, Baby Geniuses, Dancing Ninja, and Barbie as Rapunzel. And then in the very bad, we have hashtag Roxy, Holiday in Handcuffs, Goat Story, and the Kid with X-Ray Eyes. And in very, very bad, we've got Baby Geniuses and the Space Baby, Super Babies, Baby Geniuses and the Mystery of the Crown Jewels, The Reconciler, Too Cool for Christmas. That was Sean Connery doing that. And then in the bottom tier, Unforgivable is Fated to My Forbidden Alpha, 2025, Homeless for the Holidays, Baby Geniuses and the Treasures of Egypt, and Christian Mingle. That's it. Damn, that took up the entire episode, dude. Wow. We're going for like fucking 40, 50 minutes almost, dude. Holy shit. Okay, well, since I didn't get to any of the topics that I was going to cover on the main episode, we sort of had a fucking last minute switch around. Was it the right move? I don't know. But, yeah, check out the Patreon if you want some more very, really good. Keep it. I'm going to be honest. These might be the last episodes for a couple of weeks because I will be a little busy. I'll be out of town. So, yeah, a little vacay. So I probably won't be able to stay current. So if you want to binge some more very, really good that... And check out the Patreon. There's 50 bonus episodes on there now. So that's like 2 days of content, man. Crazy. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Yeah. Thank you. Stay safe.